You know what? That sounds incredible. I've not heard that yet, but that sounds pretty amazing.
All right, so what you need to do.
Vegemite fiend.
Be the other one. I thought, oh, maybe that's just a little bit too cliche. But yeah, with the fine Tim Tams at the supermarket, you bite a corner off each of the biscuits. So you basically use it like a straw and then get a hot beverage and sip it through. It will change your world.
Wow. That sounds wonderful.
I don't know. I wasn't convinced by that wow. I feel like you're like, oh, these guys are.
Was
these
that a
polite
wow? Was that a, oh, let's move on wow?
That
okay.
Wonderful.
it's a bit of a delicacy here anyway. But obviously, I've read somewhere where you guys first got together. You wrote like 80 songs, just pumped them out over a weekend. So they just sit in a scrapbook. And do you ever, when you write a song, just go back like and steal a chorus from somewhere else or a line from somewhere else? Or how's it come for you guys?
It's different every time, man. It does get more difficult to write songs. We've said a lot of things now. We've put out a lot of singles that say different things. And, you know, you kind of don't want to repeat the same thing twice to the best of your ability. You know, we owe it to radio and we owe it to our fans to keep elevating and delivering fresh content. So, yeah, sometimes you go back and you find an unused song that we wrote 4 or 5 years ago. And it's like, man, this really, you know, it didn't work at the time, but it could really work now or fits more with the style that we're working on right now as we've evolved over the years. And, yeah, you pull from different inspirations. It's, you know, there's no formula to it. If there was, you know, a lot more people would be doing it professionally. But yeah, we love writing songs and love pushing ourselves to make the music better and raise the bar for our fans. And like I said, for you guys to be able to play the music on the radio.
There is a terminology that's been thrown around in Australia for the last little bit, and I hope it's not an insult, but the term has been called bro country, and it's just men getting around listening to country music.
It's so good.
It's lifted here in Australia. We've always embraced country music, but probably not to the level of Americans. You guys are the forefront when it comes to country music. Just to know that country is starting to resonate more globally now, how is that, and is bro country actually a term of endearment?
Yeah, you know, that term has kind of been around for a little while in the States, and okay. You know, I think it was very, very popular. You know, it was very popular for a while. We didn't necessarily fit into that vein in the States, but I'm glad that I can be a bro over here in the States or in Australia. I'll take it as a compliment. But it's amazing, man, to be able to have, you know, country music being able to, you know, resound with people down here in Australia. You know, all the way up. We couldn't be farther from Nashville, Tennessee, right now. I don't think in the world. And it's amazing, man. We're so thankful. We work so hard on this music, and to be able to, like I said, be able to come all the way here and have people that are driving around listening to country music. That's a really cool thing, and that just shows you how universal music is. You know, no matter what kind of genre you want to try to put into, you know, what kind of box you want to put the music into, I think that, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's just universal. I think it's very, very healing, and people want to hear stories about they just want to hear stories in music. Yeah. You know, they want to hear stories about love and heartbreak and just things that people do on a daily basis, and I think that's why people really resonate with our music. We just write about what we know. Yeah. So whether we're in Nashville or somewhere in the States or, you know, wherever we are around the world, I think it's a universal thing.
Now, obviously, this is a tough question, but you've obviously got the song with Justin Bieber. You're touring with Shawn Mendes. Who's your favorite Canadian?
Oh, man. That's a tough call. I don't know. Chad from Nickelback, maybe?
Yes! Get around here!
I think that was our first reference to Nickelback for 2019.
Oh,
so thank
so
you for slipping
too.
That in there.
It's so good.
Hope it's not the last.
Yeah. I reckon they cop it too hard, don't they? I mean, they're awesome. Get around them.
Nickelback's awesome, man. We take a lot of inspiration from them. We're big fans.
Well, we're
seriously, though.
We're
pretty sick.
And we are massive fans of you guys and so thrilled that we're seeing you do your thing right around the country supporting Shawn Mendes and, of course, the brand new single 10,000 Hours with the Biebs, which we are spinning on K-Rock. It has been an absolute joy. Dan and Shay, thank you so much for checking into the Departure Lounge, and we'll catch you guys soon.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate the time.